Engelbreit's the name. Cute is my game. Mary Engelbreit was a talented but struggling artist in her mid-twenties when she flew to New York from her native St. Louis, hoping to find work illustrating children's books, her life's goal. So she was disappointed when all the book publishers she visited turned her down. One even suggested her drawings might be better suited to greeting cards. "I was crushed," Engelbreit admits. Greeting cards seemed a come-down from her high expectations, but the advice stayed with her, and she decided to give it a try. The results transformed her life forever. Today, Mary Engelbreit sells an astonishing 14 million greeting cards a year. Her popular designs appear on more than 2,000 products, including books, calendars, and kitchen items. She runs a retail company with shops in 9 cities. 16 more are planned, and her products are carried by 25,000 retailers. Annual retail sales are in the $100 million range, all as a result of that fateful, disappointing trip to New York. It's probably no accident that one of Engelbreit's boulder cards shows a young girl in overalls, her bare feet up on a desk, a farm field in the window behind her. "We don't care how they do it in New York," the card boasts. Once you know Engelbreit's distinctive style, you can recognize her cards from 20 paces away, bright, funny, and with an eye to the past. Her cards usually have elaborate border designs comprised of repeated images, hearts, flowers, peaches, and teapots, for example. Most often, there's Anne Estelle, a woman with short, straight hair, big glasses, hat, and an acid tongue. Anne Estelle, named after her grandmother, is the imaginary representative of Mary's outlook. Engelbreit is cheerful, down-to-earth, humorous, and always cute. "I think the world could use more cuteness," she explains. Indeed, it's her trademark. Her business card once featured a drawing of Anne Estelle, cigar in her mouth and drink in hand, with the message, "Engelbreit's the name, cute is my game." She adds, "As the world gets more complicated, it's nice to have old-fashioned stuff around to help people cope with the demands of modern life. It's like comfort food. This is comfort art." Old-fashioned art and values have always been at the core of Engelbreit's life. Born June 5, 1952, in St. Louis, the oldest of 3 daughters, she started drawing almost as soon as she could hold a pencil. One of her earliest memories, from aged 4, is of sketching her parents all dressed up to go out for the evening. "I was so impressed I had to record it," she says. But what impressed her most were illustrations from the children's books that her mother read to her. Artists such as Jesse Wilcox Smith, illustrator of children's literary classics, and Johnny Gruhl, creator of Raggedy Ann, were very influential in the development of her early drawings. While attending secondary school, Engelbreit sold dozens of hand-drawn cards to a local shop for 25 cents apiece, her first venture into art and commerce. She ignored her teacher's advice to become an English teacher and didn't bother with going on to a university because "I was ready to plunge into my life as an artist." Working in an art supply shop, I met working artists and realized you can make a living doing this. A later job as a designer at an advertising agency taught me about the business of art. In 1975, Engelbreit met social worker Phil Delano, and the couple married 2 years later. Delano became his wife's biggest supporter. "Even when we had no money, he never said, 'Go get a job,'" she says. "I can't express my gratitude for his support." After that ill-fated trip to New York, Engelbreit sent a sample of her drawings to two greeting card companies. One bought three of her original drawings, and she did occasional work for the other, sketching a lot of whales, dragons, castles, and mythical animals. Then, in 1980, the birth of her son added a new element to her work. "Suddenly, everyday life seemed more interesting to me," she says. "Children, pets, even good old mum started showing up on her cards. Her work became pictures of daily life, things everyone's been through." While 8 months pregnant, in 1983, Engelbreit decided to start her own company. Within 2 years, her company was producing nearly 100 different cards and selling 1 million of them a year. In 1986, she licensed the copyrights to the cards to Sunrise Publications, who now manages their production and distribution, allowing her to focus on other projects. Among these is her home decorating magazine, which is sent to 550,000 people. Despite her success, Engelbreit's feet are planted firmly on the ground. She still lives 16 kilometers from where she grew up, has many friends dating back to school years, and moved from a large house to a smaller one because, she explains, her family didn't use all the space in the old place. She does most of her drawing in her home studio at night. With her work taking off in so many directions, it was perhaps inevitable that Engelbreit would eventually realize her dream of illustrating a children's book. In 1993, she created drawings for a children's book and saw it become a bestseller. At the same time, she made a surprising discovery. It was fun, but oddly enough, I like doing cards best.